Friends, a brief reflection in the light of the tributes and scripture reading that we have heard. I'm a family historian who started researching in his teens, inspired by my great uncle Arthur. I haven't yet done as our friend John Hicks has done and written a book about a well-known maritime event that features his ancestors, but I'm more than a collector of names and dates. Indeed, only recently I was able to fill in more detail of my great uncle Arthur's career in customs and excise, starting out in Hull Dock just before World War II, progressing to headquarters on Strand in the late 1960s. Though fascinating, the documentation just contains names and scant information, in his case, his job title, in which customs and excise department it was, and the address. It doesn't shed much light on the person. This morning, we have illuminated the lives of those of our number, our congregation, our community, to whom we have paid tribute, them having died in the past year. Marion, Wendy, De Graft, and Dinah. Some of us will have known one or more of our sisters and brother well, particularly family members, some of whom are with us today. Others of us will have known them only a little. Each of us will have known them only in part. Whatever the size of that part, large or small, I hope that through the tributes that have been paid to them, we have not just learned more about their personalities and lives, but about their faith and calling too. While we miss them greatly, we have heard of lots of things that Marion, Wendy, De Graft, and Dinah said or did in their lives that showed others the love of God in Christ of which they knew. They themselves will not always have known when their words or actions had an impact on the life of another. They cannot also have known how their stories, as told in the tributes that we have heard, would go on touching the lives of others. But touch our lives, they continue to do. And in our turn, that is surely our calling too. The Gospel reading for All Saints' Day, which we heard read, speaks of the kind of people we as followers of Christ yearn to be, meek, hungry and thirsty for righteousness, merciful, peacemakers, pure in heart. High ideals, but it's these qualities, is it not, that we see in the saints that have gone before us, Marion, Wendy, De Graft and Dinah among them, that surely inspire us not just to be like them in the way we live out our faith and calling, but also because we want to be remembered and recalled in our deaths for conveying the love of God in Christ to those who will come after us, and in such a way to grow the communion of saints. We do this not for personal gain or honour, but for the glory of our God. In paying tribute to our sisters and brother who have died and whom we remember in love, we ask, what will people say of us when we too join the faithful departed? And we challenge ourselves to ask, are we living out our faith and calling in the way that Jesus taught the disciples in the Beatitudes that we heard read? This faith and calling of ours is not an easy one, but the rewards are to be had in the company of a God in heaven, that company swelled in its ranks, because Marion, Wendy, De Graft and Dinah are there now. Let us, on this All Saints' Day, recommit ourselves to being members of the communion of saints gathered here on earth, fulfilling our faith and calling in the way we live out our lives, and growing that communion, expanding it ever larger to the glory of God in Christ. This morning we give thanks to God for his word, for our sisters and brother, Marion, Wendy, De Graft and Dinah, and all those who have inspired us in our faith and calling down the ages. Amen. Thanks be to God.